Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For another victory Monday, Keith.
Yeah, I'm getting used to these, actually. I think you have to be ready at this point. Six in a row? For a team that won four games last year and four games the year before, they went six straight games? Yeah, it's going pretty well, I would say. Pretty well.
It's going nice enough where we're starting to nitpick some of the wins.
Yeah.
Which yesterday, there's some stuff to pick away at for sure. It is Jones and Keith live on a Patriots Monday today at Gillette Stadium. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI there. You can see a field right behind us here at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots completed a 24-23 victory yesterday over the Falcons. You can talk about it all day long, 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe, and of course, chat twitch.tv and YouTube. Always healthy chats going on there. Keith, as I said, a little bit of nitpicks coming out of this one.
Of course.
The way they had played, the way Drake May had played going into this week against a Falcons team that we said was Jekyll and Hyde, some weeks good, some weeks bad. I think we saw that within the game yesterday. A bad first half, a second half where they made it close, but their kicker, a former kicker here.
Wow.
Let him down.
Yeah. Inside job, you're thinking?
Maybe inside job? Inside job. I was about to go there, yes.
Yeah.
So the Patriots win again, and now it's six in a row with Tampa on deck.
Well, they made the right call kicker-wise, you know, not to pile on Parker Romo, but we questioned it coming out of camp. Did the right guy get the job?
We questioned it after week one.
Clearly, yeah. And after week
had
one.
A bad game against the Raiders. Parker Romo hit like a bunch of field goals on Sunday Night Football, Monday Night. Into the season, we were still questioning it. They absolutely got that one right. Good point.
That's sort of an aside. Borgalis has been nails since then. So sort of as an aside. But, yeah, I thought Vrabel had a great line afterwards where he was saying how, you know, rather than, you know, learning things in the loss, we can learn things in a win, right? So that's like the sign of a good team when you don't play your best and you still win the game. And they had a lot of issues. Like Drake May had a couple of plays individually that looked like last year's Drake May, where you just like overthrow everybody, leads to a pick, just kind of drop the ball in the pocket. And you're like, well, that didn't look right. And he had, you know, some highs last year, but then there was also those turnovers. And you're like, all right, he's going to get those out. And for the most part this year he has, which is why we've talked about him being in the MVP conversation. But this was not a good game for him. Overall, it was one of his worst games. And they still win. It's a costly there was an incredible stat they put up late in the game, just like on the bottom of the screen, where there were like negative plays. Negative plays, and the Patriots had like 10, and the Falcons had like 2 or 3, and yet they're still winning the game and went on to win the game. So to not have your best performance and still go out there and get a win in the NFL, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so I would agree with that, and we've been checking every Monday. Chad
Graff
does a good job tweeting this out every Monday at The Athletic. The Patriots now, Keith, at 7-2, six straight wins, have the highest chance of any NFL team to make the playoffs according to the Athletic's NFL playoff predictor.
Well, Rich Keefe's stats and info also has the same thing. Or was it the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor?
Yes, yes.
We did that.
Yes.
I thought we had him 100%.
We have him 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Athletic is up to 97%. That's ahead.
Wow.
The Bills at 95. That's ahead of the Eagles at 94. That's more than any team in the NFL because...
I mean, they have the best schedule available.
They have... I mean, don't tell it to Vrabel, Chris Curtis.
I know.
But we'll get to that coming up later on this hour. If you missed any of Vrabel this morning, check it out Odyssey app, Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. No, he was great, and he didn't want to hear anything about the strength of schedule.
No.
Or the joke, quote-unquote, of a schedule that Chris passed along that they have. So you hear that later on this hour. But... No, they have three tough games left. It's Tampa. It's Buffalo. I hope people realize this now. It's Baltimore. Other than that, they're all very winnable games. So I'm not shocked at that, their playoff odds, and that they're very likely to get there. And as you point out, Keith, the Athletic playoff simulator actually has a ways to go to catch the Jones and Keith playoff simulator.
Yeah, they're closing in on us.
Which has them at 100.
Yep.
So I think yesterday on balance was a good day. It was. You won. It was ugly. Drake May didn't play his best. He still had 100 quarterback rating and threw for 200 yards again.
As the game was unfolding, and after, especially after the pick, you're like, oh, this is probably going to break the streak.
That's
which, by the way, is okay. He's not going to have 15 games with a quarterback rating over 100. I don't think. Right? Like, or is he? Maybe that's the other way of looking at it. Maybe he will. But, like, there's a reason why when we were comparing them and you're like, Tom Brady did this, right? Like, all these different things. Like, Patrick Mahomes had done that. Aaron Rodgers. One of the Tom Brady stats was this, like, completion percentage, quarterback rating, yards passing, right? It was, like, that sort of, like, potpourri of things. And it was Tom Brady in one season. They were pointing out, like, oh, Tom Brady did that in 2007.
Yeah.
Not the rest of his unbelievable, he's way better than everybody else career.
No.
And Drake May is doing it now, and that streak even continues. Because he had a 102.5 rating. So do we look into this? They don't count fumbles in the QB rating, I don't think.
No, it's passer rating, right?
It's just passer rating, so it must not because the game against Pittsburgh, I also would look at it and say, that really shouldn't have been like – didn't feel like a good game. And like a 100 quarterback rating is usually a general decent barometer for like a good game. But Pittsburgh, he didn't play well. But that's the other big takeaway too is when Drake May hadn't played well earlier this year, they lost. Those were the two games they lost, were his two worst games. This was probably one of his three worst games. And they still won. So that's also the sign of a good team, where you're like, you don't just need the quarterback to carry you.
No, it's true. And the turnovers were bad yesterday. I mean, that fumble right before halftime, they're lucky it didn't get returned for a score. Will Campbell made a great play hustling back and tackling Pierce. They ended up scoring anyway. Drake London just catching touchdowns over everybody yesterday.
Drake London. I mean, mostly but Marcus Jones.
Specifically Marcus Jones.
I mean,
who I think got shorter after that contract extension.
Dude, the AFC Defensive Player of the Month had nothing to do. He got mossed three times.
I don't think he's going to win it in November.
No.
No offense to him. I don't think he's going to get it in November based on how he went yesterday.
Drake London had himself a game.
He did. But so they score before halftime. The pick by Drake was really bad, too. Some people want to put that on Hunter Henry, maybe a miscommunication. We'll talk to Henry later on today on a Patriots Monday along with Christian Ellis. I mean, I'll put that one on the quarterback. I thought they were bad turnovers.
What did you think of that final kind of possession before the half? Because they're up 21-7. They have the ball. They run the ball, and they get 5 yards. And Morris calls timeout. And so in that moment...
Oh, I thought he was an idiot for calling timeouts and saving
so did it, I.
Because
so,
the Patriots were getting the ball to start the second half. Yeah, I thought that was stupid.
I thought he should have just let the clock go down. And then, so then, now if I'm the Patriots, I'm like, all right, go for it. Like, all right, this guy's giving you a free timeout. Like, go ahead, go down the field, and with Borgalis, like, maybe kick a long field goal and go up 24-7. You're certainly not thinking when you have the ball and Morris is using his timeouts, that's going to be 21-14 at
the
half.
So, agreed.
That's quite a turn.
You're thinking it's going to be at worst 21-7, maybe 24-7, and you're getting the ball to start the second half. So, the turnovers were bad. The Patriots didn't play their best yesterday.
No.
But they won, and you look around the rest of the AFC. Colts lost. They're still technically the number one seed in the AFC based on win percentage in conference games. They have the tiebreaker over the Pats and Denver, who are all sitting atop the AFC at 7-2. Broncos had to go to overtime.
Broncos
against
are nuts. Yeah, Broncos just win, though. I mean, talk about not doing it with style points. I mean, that is defense. That is these like late comebacks. They take advantage. They have a good kicker. I mean, I like their quarterback, but he's not Drake May. And yeah, I mean, that's a scrappy team. Those are all kind of just scrappy teams. I don't think anybody – like, that's the thing, too. Chiefs and Bills and Ravens –
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, especially the Chiefs and the Ravens have gotten off to like a slower start, but I don't think any of them are looking at the Pats, Colts, or Broncos like, oh, we're in trouble.
No.
I think they're like, all right, we're fine.
No, so the Colts lose to Pittsburgh, who you've also lost to.
Yep.
The Broncos have to go to overtime to beat the Texans yesterday, so they struggled, just like you struggled, and somebody had to lose between the Chiefs and the Bills. That wound up being the Chiefs, because it's a regular season game.
Yep.
Buffalo and
they
Josh Allen
in the regular season.
Now 5-1 against Kansas City regular season. They're 0-4 in the postseason. So the Chiefs lose yesterday. They're a scary team in the AFC. I guess the downside would be the Bills won. But you won ugly, but you won.
You won.
And I think you got to take it, especially with the game that's on deck. Maybe they did get caught looking ahead a little bit, or maybe just Atlanta's better and we gave it credit for. But they continue to roll. They continue to win. And while there are things to nitpick, I do think that's the key takeaway from yesterday's game, where they're keeping pace at the top of the AFC. The key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. On May specifically, and I know the turnovers were bad, and he talked about it yesterday, and the Patriots are balancing this whole thing, and Vrabel's talked about it a bunch of different times. We don't want to take away from the joy of winning.
Yep.
We don't want to apologize for winning games in the NFL, but there are things we got to clean up. What specifically do you think May needs to clean up? Even beyond just the obvious with the turnovers, because it wasn't his best game even before that. And the offense was very quiet in the second half, only 3 points.
Well, it's some of the same criticisms I think we've had of him before, early this season, and then even dating back to last season. You know, for a guy that gets a lot of credit for his, like, completion percentage and at times pinpoint accuracy, there's also a few times today where yesterday where there were throws out there that he just kind of went a little high. Like, there's the one to Kayshon Boutte. He was open right on the sideline, kind of airmailed him. The interception, again, you can talk about whether it was a miscommunication or not, but that one. And then just having
he missed Pop a couple of times too.
He also missed Pop,
which I think speaks to, and you mentioned Boutte, the injury there, like that. That's just a different connection he has with Douglas than he does with Boutte. He missed him a couple of times. He hit him on the wheel route for the touchdown. He hit him on the big 58-yarder, but they weren't as close as him and Boutte have been down the field.
But I mean, honestly, just the ball security, just with him, when he decides, all right, is the play there? Do I throw it? Do I throw it away? Do I take a 1 yard sack? Do I try to run with it? Like, what do I do? Some of the decision making, I feel like there was a stretch of games where every decision he made was the right decision. And then yesterday, I think maybe he wasn't as sure. And then, you know, you can't put the ball on the ground a couple of times. Like, you're just absolutely playing with fire when you do that. It seemed like something he may have cleaned up a little bit, and then it kind of creeped back into his game yesterday.
So how are you feeling about the win? 617-779-7937. Too close for comfort, maybe in some circles. Or a win is a win. They keep it rolling. 6 in a row and 7-2 at the top of the AFC. We'll also get into Drake May's day all day long, because it wasn't his best. And yet, Keith, 100 passer rating, 200 yards again.
That's crazy.
He's done that now 8 games in a row. On FanDuel, he's up to number 2 in the MVP odds. He's still 3 on DraftKings, at least as of late last night. That's where the odds stand.
Is Mahomes still 1?
Mahomes is still 1.
Interesting.
Nope. Or I'm sorry. Or did Allen overtake?
I mean, Allen might have jumped over him. Okay.
Overtook him, and then Mahomes dropped to third on fifth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Vrabel talked about this morning with Greg, and you'll hear more later on this hour. Him and Curtis. He got a little snippy with him on the strength of schedule.
Which you can't blame Vrabel for.
No, of course not. He also weighed in on a budding controversy with the Patriots simulating Atlanta's snap count. You know the Patriots are back, Keith.
Yes.
When kickers are missing extra points. Key extra points at the end of games.
That's huge.
And the other teams are whining about the Patriots and their tactics. You know the Patriots are officially back.
Vrabel even gave it a name today. Did you hear that?
He did.
Yeah.
Indeed. So we'll get to that coming up. But here's Mike Vrabel on winning six in a row, including yesterday's 24-23 victory over Atlanta.
It's six straight, but I'm guessing there are some things you'd like to clean up.
Sure. You know, but it's a funny league. And you know, we're gonna learn from winning so that we don't have to learn from losing about taking care of the ball and complementary football and how quickly things, you know, can change. End of the half, we take a nap like we talked about the other day. We took a little nap and they scored and made it a one possession game, and you know, give them a lot of credit, but give our guys credit there for finishing and coming up big when we had to in the fourth quarter. You know, with the pressure. The intentional grounding forced them to punt, and then offensively being able to finish with the football was huge. Great timing by Drake, great catch by Hunter, you know, getting a couple extra yards and staying in bounds. You know, all the stuff that we practice in 5 minutes, and they're believing in it and they're buying into it because they see that that's what good teams do to end the game.
So that was the comment you were talking about earlier, Keith.
Yeah, I like that.
I do quibble with him a little bit when he talks about their five-minute offense. They didn't exactly execute their five-minute offense. They had the punt with inside of 5 minutes left. Uh-huh. The Falcons wound up punting back. But at the end of the game, that third down conversion to Henry, I'm not surprised at all they passed there. I was fully expecting them to pass there. I disagreed with Jason McCourty on the broadcast again.
I was going to say,
I'm not surprised.
He's taking some chances.
I'm not surprised at all they threw. I thought it was going to be one of those where Drake rolls out and he's got like one read, and if it's not there, he can try to pick it up with his feet or slide to keep the clock running or whatever. I mean, I thought that's what it was going to be. I was a little surprised at the play call. It worked. I'm not quibbling with it. I thought they'd throw there to try to end the game, and they did. So I wouldn't quite call that the five-minute offense, but they did finish with kneel downs at the end of the game.
They did, but no, but the possession prior to that was frustrating because you were like, all right, you got the ball. You're like, you're kind of lucky to be where you are, meaning having the lead. And you're like, all right, you should be able to salt this thing away. Or even if you have to give the ball back to him, it would be with even less time. But they didn't. And you're like, all right, that there was a chance that could have come back to bite him.
Yep.
Especially the way, and like Michael Penix is not the guy that you're like terrified of, but there was a stretch there where he's dropping back. Like, he's just going to throw to Drake London. Well, they should have thrown to Drake London every single time.
He picked up a couple plays with his feet.
He
too,
did. Where, yeah, he did.
So, yeah, he had a better game than I expected. I wouldn't, you know, draft him over May or anything in that.
No.
He played better than I expected him to yesterday. I thought it was brainless for Morris to punt the ball back. I know it was fourth and long. I just thought, huck it up. Maybe you get a flag. It's Drake London. He's coming down with everything.
Between London and Pitts, it seemed like they were able to sort of like body some of the guys on defense.
I didn't get that approach from him. He punts back. The Patriots end up running out the clock. Drake May had the turnovers, as we discussed. Mike Reese wrote about this today, Keith, but May hit a ton in that game. Six more sacks. It was five last week just by Myles Garrett. Six sacks. They lost 38 yards, which was 1 week after they were sacked. 6 weeks last week. Again, Myles Garrett got him for five. Reese says one of that is a result of the blocking in front of him, but May has also acknowledged he can do more to protect himself at times and also protect the ball by keeping two hands on it, which he didn't do. He had the ball on the ground a couple of different times yesterday, including the first play of the second half. Pat's got that one back, the bad fumble right before halftime. Here's an interesting stat, though. Since 2000,
all right,
May is the third Patriots quarterback to be sacked five or more times in back-to-back games, joining Jacoby Brissett last year. Makes sense.
Classic.
And then Drew Bledsoe all the way back in 2000. So he's getting hit.
And he's a little faster than those two guys.
He's a little bit more mobile.
Yeah.
He's getting hit, and that leads to turnovers yesterday. Do you think that's what happened? Do you think Atlanta had him sped up or the accumulation of hits the last couple of weeks? Or do you think it was just a bad day?
I think it might have been more a bad day. I do think, though, he is a guy that takes a lot of sacks, and it's sort of one, and it's another question they asked Coach Vrabel this morning, and he's like, I'm not going to break down every sack, but you can kind of tell you know, some of those ones where he does have time and then he holds on to it and then he goes down at, you know, 1 yard loss, that's a sack, right? But was that an offensive line screwing right. up, or was that him just not throwing it away and then him like getting close to the line of scrimmage? So, for example, he is second in the league in sacks this year as a quarterback.
Cam Ward's one, right?
Cam Ward's one. Cam Ward has been sacked 38 times. Drake May's been sacked 34 times. But then, so you hear that, you're like,
close, yeah.
That's super close. But what are you ready for
the yardage?
Are you ready for the sack yards lost?
Sure.
Who do you want first, Cam or Drake Mays?
Give me Drake Mays first.
All right, Drake May has been sacked 34 times for 152 yards.
Okay.
What do you think Cam Ward's been sacked for?
Okay.
152 for May.
Let's double it.
Yeah, pretty close. 295.
Yeah, wow.
For four extra sacks. And it's more than a length of, like, a football field.
Nice.
You know, so, like, I mean, Cam Ward is just
we
running.
We watched them both a couple weeks running, ago. That makes sense.
Right. So, like, that number's still too high. Like, Drake May's been sacked too many times. And you can say that's him. You can say it's the line. You can say whatever it is. So he needs to clean that part up. But it's not like it's killing him. And it's not like it's always putting him into, like, second and 21. Which, clearly, that's what's going on with Cam Ward.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not a lot of coming out of that.
Drake May said yesterday, and I do like this after a win. I mean, he put quite a bit of the offensive struggles, especially in the second half, on himself. Here's the Patriots quarterback saying he's got to be better out there.
First, I just play better. Man, I got to play better for this team. You know, down the road, I think it's tough. It's tough in a game where you win, and you can feel in that locker room that these guys know we can play better. And I think it's a good feeling to have, but also at the same time, it's tough to win in this league. So you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy it. And Hunt made a big play down on the sideline, 5 minute. Shoot, we didn't want to make the defense make another stop for us. You know, again and. There's so much things to learn from this game, and I'm just proud of this team. For doesn't matter if it's 24-23 or 3-2. So I'm proud we got the win.
3-2. That'd be quite a win.
That'd be a good defensive win. Yeah.
But no, you hear May there, and he did it constantly. And we'll play you more clips. But he did that constantly, struggling with, I think, disappointed in how he played, but trying to be happy for the team for getting
no, but they got him obviously going in the right direction, not just win-wise, but just sort of like the mentality of it. And Vrabel was even saying that going back to like the very first win of the season. Like, it's not easy to win.
Don't feel bad about it.
Right, so everybody could be like, oh, your schedule's terrible. It's like, well, the league wants parity. You see upsets all the time. We'll do what happened later on. There's a few more upsets from yesterday. And so you should be happy every time you win. But doesn't mean you can't be better and you can't build on that for next week. And this is like a great example of that.
So I agree. And it's an interesting win for that reason. And it's another sign Pats are back. They're winning, but we're nitpicking it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.